Okay, for those of you who may not know, I'm not the pastor. I'm just a dude. The pastor and his wife are off with the pastor's parents and on a little bit of a break. So I'm just a fill-in here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. It gets me into the Word. The problem with teaching and getting into the Word, you spend the whole week studying, and so you got a week's worth of studying that you'd like to share, but you can't share that in 15 minutes or half an hour. So you got to condense it down. This morning, I want to go through Psalm 118, but before we do that, I just want to give you a little background on the Psalms. Really an important book. Especially if you're a praise and worship person. I mean, most of our praise and worship choruses have lines that are taken from the Psalms. And so you need to be, if you're in the Word, my daily Bible reading program has it broken up. You do an Old Testament reading, a Psalms, a Proverb, and a New Testament reading. And I've read different ones over the years, and I really like having it that way, so you're in the Psalms every day. I really like that, because I think the Psalms are a very, very important section of the Bible. Psalms 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. It's perfect, inerrant, true, and infallible." And so, there's other scriptures, like in Timothy, it says the scripture is good for reproof and instruction in righteousness. Another one in Psalms is the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we could go on for 20 minutes that way. The word is a big deal. You need to know it. You need to believe it, embrace it, and receive it. The word Psalms basically is a compilation of different things, but it's my definition here says singing and making music on strings instruments. Praise. It's a collection of songs, poetry, religious instruction for congregational worship, as well as individual praise and worship. So I thought that kind of ties with the communion this morning, you know, it's for the congregation, and it's for individually. So who knows the difference between praise and worship? Is there a difference? No one knows? Once I tell you, you'll say, yeah, of course. Okay. Praise is a lifting up, an exalting, a rejoicing, a celebration, admiration that ushers in the presence of the Lord. So that's, we were kind of praising this morning, some of us. No. And then worship, the difference, you're still, you know, adoring, have adoration for the Lord. That's the key point. But it's to bow down, to stoop, to bow before someone as an act of reverence and submission. To fall down while praying, or to make oneself low before him at the place of his feet. It's a positional thing. And you know, in the royalty times with kings and that, you know, you'd fall at his feet because anyone ever sing the King and I? Is that the name of that movie? Yeah. Yeah, everybody had to have their head lower than the king. He could never have you. Yeah. So that's the idea there. The Psalms was written by a handful of authors, David being probably one of the most popular. It was written over a period of 700 years, but when they wrote it in a period of, the authors that wrote it in a period of, the history, the information that was in it contained the history of 1,000 years. So Psalms is a, you know, was recorded in a long period of time. And yet it's all congruous with itself and with the rest of the Bible. Yeah. Yeah, how does that work? God breathed, Holy Spirit inspired. So it's something I came across when I was looking at this is just a trivia thing for your information, FYI. It took, if you look at all the scriptures in the New Testament about the Messiah, approximately half of them would be quotes from the Psalms. You know, so they use the word approximate, so a lot of them. Yeah. So, my study notes in my Spirit-Filled Life Bible says this about the Psalms. Let's see. The New Testament apostles frequently used references from the book of Psalms as texts for teaching Christian doctrine. The forgiveness of sins by grace, the faithfulness of God. Boy, I can't talk this morning. The sinfulness of all men, Jew and Gentile. The inclusion of Gentiles in the church. The existence of angels. The appropriate conduct of the saints are all doctrines reinforced by quotations from the Psalms. Also, throughout the centuries, the Psalms has been a source of personal inspiration and spiritual strength. In the course of dealing with the adversities of life, people are often frustrated by not being able to express adequately their emotion, pain, or mental anguish. The Psalms release us from that frustration with emotionally drenched complaints, humble confessions, desperate pleas, penitent prayers, or screams of pain. The writers of the Psalms skillfully expose and express the yearnings of our deepest thoughts. This use of the Psalms is often the first step toward our deliverance. By song and spirit, they comfort the lonely, strengthen the weary, bind the brokenhearted, and turn the eyes of the downcast upward to their Creator. Hope returns, faith is renewed, and life again becomes bearable. The book of Psalms and the principles of worship they reflect minister to the soul of a man and the heart of God because they are a product of the Holy Spirit. So it's a pretty good book. All right, so we're going to do something a little different this morning. Since I'm old tech, not new tech, I got a dry erase board here. And Mike, I don't know how hard it is for you to pull up Psalms 118 and NIV. Yeah. And we're just going to go right through it. So start from the beginning to the end. This is something that Bill and Dan have seen because it came to me as we were doing our study that we've been going through. Can everybody see that good if I write on that? Is that high enough even? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're just going to do a little study on some things you might want to think of as you're reading through the Bible and studying the Bible and how to look at things. And the first thing I want to say about Psalms 118, I'll give you a little background on it too, is my study notes in here say it's a hymn of thanksgiving for deliverance from the enemies. One of the many interpretations of the Psalms, a Davidic king leads the nation in a liturgy of thanksgiving for deliverance and victory after a hard-fought battle with a powerful confederacy of nations. So this is, a battle's been won, the king's return, and they're praising in the sanctuary as a congregation. So What we're going to do is we're going to write three things on the board here. I'm not used to writing on boards. God is. I'm going to have to write smaller than that, probably. His promises. And my response. So we're going to read through the Psalms 118. And every time it says something about God's nature and character, who God is, we're going to write it down. And every time we read a promise of God to us, we're going to write it down. And then every time what it means to us, our response to that promise, we're going to write that down. Okay? Last time I did this, I had someone, does anyone want to be a teacher's assistant? Who's got a good handwriting?
I'll do it.
All right. So. It's fun. It's fun, man. It keeps you awake. Anyhow. Hangman, yeah, we can do that. Okay. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Yeah. Well, I think everyone knows what you're saying, so yeah. Not too big, you might run out of space. Yeah, that's all right. Well, something I wanted to say about this God is good, I used NIV. Some of the other versions say, like the King James said, for his mercies endure forever. The NIV says love. The Revised Standard said, his steadfast love endures forever. The Living says, his loving kindness endures forever. And another says, unfailing love endures forever. So it's interesting, when me and Dan first studied this, my Bible said grace and his says said love, and he goes, or no, I was reading the NIV, mine said love, and he was reading King James, and it said mercies. And Dan goes, I like love better. And I like, when I'm studying the scriptures, I have a parallel Bible and read the little word that's different, because what this tells you is what kind of mercy that is. It's this loving kindness mercy, this steadfast love mercy, this unfailing love mercy, this, you know, so that's something we can be. So actually, we could put all those words in there, but we're not going to write them. Okay, so give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So what else is there? Yeah, he loves forever. And what's our response? Give thanks. Someone said it. Give thanks. I mean, it came first. I mean, we're not always going to hit this order this way. I have it written, but yeah. Give thanks. So this, you know, kind of helps you as you're going through the Word. Deciding what's going on. Go ahead.
Also, verse 2, and I got the, I guess it's a New King James Version, but it says, let Israel now say, and basically, that's our calling.
Declare.
Declaring God's riches.
Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. So we're declaring it. That's the response. Amen. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. Yep. Five. NIV, yeah, verse 5. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord. He answered me by setting me free. What is his promises?
NIV. I'm sorry. This is New International
All right. So, yeah, another one. He answers. Yeah. And what else does he do? In this verse, there, I'll read the verse again since you don't have it up there. In my anguish, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. Yep. Yep. Yeah, Joe has that written. Yeah, see, that's good, Barbara, because a lot of this, who God is, you have to, it doesn't come out and say exactly what it is. You can be thinking about it, and great.
What?
Not be afraid. Fear not. All right, my verse 6 says, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. We got that one. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. He's our helper for me. Right. So he's for us. It's a promise. He's for us. Then, yeah, we can put all the words that go along with that. Encourager with us, for us, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm on verse 8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Yep. His promise is he's our refuge.
God is our refuge.
Yeah, he is our refuge. Sorry.
He is my refuge.
Mm-hmm. There's a word that's not in there, but, well, it is in there.
His promise is to trust him.
Right. Exactly. Put our trust in him. That's our response.
That's my response is to trust him.
Yeah. It doesn't say trust in him. It says don't trust in princes and don't trust in man. Go ahead.
Help yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 118.
Oh, that's good. I got to write that down. This verse, 18, is the center of the Bible.
Really?
Yeah. Know why I leave my pencil up here every week.
It's north of
Capricorn.
All right, and so we're on verse 9. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than. Oh, we already read that. Verse 10. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. Verse 11. They surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. Yeah. Verse 12, they swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. So yeah, declare the name of the Lord. There's power in the name of the Lord. Okay. Verse 13, I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. Did we have that down yet? Yeah, we have helper down there. So yeah, he does repeat himself. yeah, we'll get... I'm glad you're writing it down, Joe. I'm glad you're writing it, not me. You've got more work than I do. My song.
Our deliverer. God is our.
See, some of these are kind of our response, if we let it be. I mean, he is. Yeah. Okay. Where am I? About 15 or something? He's my song. 14 says, he's my strength, my song, has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory sound in the tents of righteous. So, yep, praising, so we will praise. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things, and we have mighty down already. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Yeah. Disciplines, correct. I think some of the words do say. Yeah, okay.
That's not so hard.
But why does he do that? Yeah. All those things. Because, you know, we don't like discipline lots of times, but boy, we need it. Just like our kids. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, where am I anyhow? He's not giving me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. Okay, we have the thanks already, I think, yeah. But what else am I going to do? Enter the gates of righteousness. But you can just put enter, gates.
Enter.
Yep. Okay, so this is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give thanks for you answered me. We have answers already. You have become my salvation. Did we? Someone brought it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The stone that the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Again, you got to read words into that, Barbara. And so what's that do to our eyes? What are some other versions? What do they say? Marvelous in our eyes is what this says. This, what does yours say, marvelous in our eyes? No, I was asking him. He's got King James. 23rd. Oh, it does say? Okay. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And what is it? What is it about God's nature and character there? He made the day. What's that mean? He's the creator. We're almost done. 25. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He gives us success, promises. We're blessed. Mm-hmm. Verse 27, the Lord is God, and he has made us his light shine upon us. Yes. What's that mean? Yeah. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. So that's talking about temple worship. You are my God, I will give thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Yep. He is Lord. He is God. Exalt. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Okay. So some of the words I read in there is he's faithful. So that probably went with refuge in that section. Faithful. And I think you guys got the rest of them. I had he is loving, but that we kind of have that. And we had he is good first, right? Okay. So now let's just read that across. God is faithful. His love endures forever. So give thanks. God is good. He answers when we cry out. Or declaring. Okay, all good. Anyhow. Responsive. He sets us free. All right, that's the cry out. I declare and cry out. Okay. He's my helper. He is for us. We are unafraid. And you can just continue on like that. And I, when we first did this study, I keep this in my Bible as a reminder now of if you're feeling down, you can read that and hopefully it'll lift you up a little bit. I mean, it's just a tool that you can use as you study through the Bible. There's certain things that I always try to keep in mind when I'm reading any scripture. These are a basic kind of things I try to keep in mind. Because we can have the head knowledge, and if we don't have any response, it doesn't become real. We don't really embrace it and understand it until we step out in a response, and then God meets us and we go, wow, this stuff's for real. Okay? Yeah. So that's all I have this morning. We're going to go ahead and sing one more song and close out with a blessing, a prayer blessing. And why don't we all stand?
Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand. I think we're going to sing forever. What do you think? Give thanks to the Lord our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever, and by the grace of God we will carry on. Love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever,
forever God is faithful.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever, forever.
Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful.
If I want to just go ahead and pray a blessing over you this morning. It's in the form of scripture. Ephesians 3:16 through 21 says, when I get there. My prayer is that God would grant you, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Amen.
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 You're dismissed.